bringing you today's bonus episode because I have a little announcement I want to make. This podcast, as you know it, as Podcast First Marketing, is going to become Podcasting for Service Providers. If you already subscribe or follow, you do not need to do anything. This is still going to be the same podcast in the same feed with me as your host, but the name and the direction are going to be coming a little bit more clearer. When I chose the name Podcast First Marketing, it was a year ago. Yesterday was the year podversary, I guess you want to say, of this podcast. And I was trying to communicate something that I still very much believe, and that is podcasting can become one of the strongest marketing tools in your business, and especially in a service-based business. And some of you know this, but I've been struggling with the name for a while. A lot of it was for SEO. In some places, it absolutely fit, especially when I first started the show. I was really trying to talk about how you create the podcast first, and then you can repurpose it into all these other things. And then it kind of became where the podcast is just like your main form of marketing. So it just didn't quite do the job I needed it to as I have, evolved, especially as I've needed it to. So what Podcast First Marketing didn't do was immediately tell someone who the podcast was for. It didn't clearly describe what you would find here, and it really never fit naturally as I wanted it to after a few months, I would say. For the first few months, it was perfect, and then if you've listened from the beginning, you may have seen that my messaging has evolved over the year, and I just wanted to make sure that I knew exactly what I was wanting this podcast to do before I ever changed the name or the direction. Even a few months ago, I talked, more about narrowing everything down to being about podcast launching. I do help people launch their podcast, so it seemed very specific enough. But the more I thought about the people who I want to help the most, the more I realized that just launching a podcast still wasn't the full idea. And sometimes this takes us talking through this. And this is why I say you don't always have to wait till you're ready to start a podcast, because look at me, it's been a year and I'm really just now figuring all of this out. But I really started to lean into that the biggest question was not just how do I start a podcast or how do you start a podcast or whatever about launching a podcast. What I really want to focus in on is how you can use podcasting in a way that makes sense for your service-based business. And I have worked behind the scenes for years now, going on 4.5 years. This will be starting my fifth year. This actually now, it was this summer, in the summer. But I've produced over 1,000 episodes, probably closer to 1,500 by now. I've launched more than a dozen shows, and I've watched business owners begin podcasting with so much excitement, and some of them stay excited and they keep going and they're doing amazing. I have clients going on 3 years now. And although yet I've also watched clients struggle with the expectation that once they start a podcast, they have to keep publishing every week forever and they get burnt out. And I began to question whether it was something that I did wrong. Was I not providing enough strategy? And was I not doing enough for them? And because it was never, they never ended because of our working relationship. It was the podcast itself. And so I really started leaning into that, especially over these last few months. And I've really started, this sounds so weird coming from me, and I do have an episode coming out next week that goes a whole lot more into this because I already recorded it. But I started questioning the assumption that every service provider or business owner needs to have a weekly podcast. And you've heard me say this if you've been listening to me, that it works best when you have a weekly podcast. But I do believe service providers need a way for potential clients to hear how you think, understand your process, see what makes you different from the rest of the other people offering what you do, that builds trust before they ever get on a call with you. And podcasting absolutely does that so beautifully. I will recommend podcasting until the end of time. But the format doesn't necessarily have to be a weekly show. It may be a private podcast. It may be a focused, bingeable series that is very intentional and designed to guide someone through your best thinking and all your format and your, methodologies and your system, whatever it might be. And that's what I want to explore here And the name Podcast First Marketing, it just doesn't fit anymore. So starting next week, this show is now going to become Podcasting for Service Providers, which gives me more room to talk about the different ways of podcasting that can support service-based business owners. But many things I talk about will remain the same. We'll talk about creating content that, you know, demonstrates how you think instead of just publishing random tips. We've talked about that many times, or I have. I'll be talking about how your episodes can answer the questions that potential clients ask you before hiring you. So a lot of this stuff is not going to be changing. What I will be talking a lot more about is that there are different ways to have podcasting built into your business. Traditional podcasting, as the show is, a weekly, you know, episode, private podcasting. And what I'm going to be really focusing on is the limited series podcast, which I just think are so amazing. And basically how to know which format will fit the job that you want a podcast to do for you. So we will keep coming back to this one central idea, is that your podcast should help the right people understand you, trust you, and choose you. That's what I want your podcast to do, no matter what format you choose. But it should not take over your entire business or require you to become a full-time content creator. It's kind of like getting under my skin when I hear so many podcast coaches talking about, you know, creating content, you're a content creator. I did not start my business to become a content creator. And quite frankly, I didn't even know that was I was going to have to do, but I learned really quickly. So what's staying the same is that it's still me. I'm still here. I'm still deeply invested in the power of podcasting. I still believe that hearing someone's voice can create that familiarity and trust that is so difficult to do and reproduce through social media posts. Believe me, I am still trying, and I just can't make it sound the same. Therefore, I don't, but you'll keep hearing me every week. And this will still be a place where we will think strategically about podcasting as being part of your business. And we're not here to be chasing downloads or, you know, trying to aim to get to the top of the charts. We're just here to make sure that our potential clients learn who we are, learn to get trust us, and want to hire us. So I am so excited about where this podcast is going. There will be a new cover art, not really changing too much, mostly just the name because I had just recently changed it, but basically just changed the name. So in case you see that pop up on Monday, or maybe even over the weekend, I don't know, you know, it's still me, still my same picture. There'll be a new description. I will be releasing a trailer on Monday. And I kind of want to side tangent this for a second as to why I'm releasing a new trailer, because if you already have a podcast and if you ever decide to go through a rebrand, the reason I suggest having a new trailer, which for those of you that don't know what that is, it's just a base, you know, 2 minute quick, just like a movie trailer. It's a little synopsis of what the show is going to be about, what they can expect. And the main reason I'm going to put a new one is so that I will keep you updated as this show progresses, but I'm really hoping that the change of the name and the show description, the keywords and things like that, will bring in new listeners. And I feel like if someone's new to my show and they see the trailer, I hope that they will, you know, it'll give them a chance to see what it is. Most people don't listen to the trailer. Many people do. I know Apple, you have to scroll down on the very first time you get someone to even see the trailer. Spotify, I think it's closer to the top. I'm not a Spotify listener, but from what I remember seeing. So it just gives someone who's new to the show a chance to get a taste of what it is. So that's why there'll be a new trailer. You don't have to listen if you don't want to. You can listen if you want to, but it is going to pop up on Monday. And then the regular episodes will continue on Wednesday. But again, if you're listening to this, you do not need to do anything different. It'll still be here. But if you're listening to this for the first time, please follow the show. I mean, it will be changing from Podcast First Marketing to now Podcasting for Service Providers. And if you're already seeing the new updated cover art and name, then it has already changed. So if you are a service provider who wants people to hear your best thinking, you want them to understand your work and trust you before they ever hire you or give them a reason to hire you without having to create content every single week forever, then you're exactly who the show is for. So continue listening. I'm so excited for what's to come, and I will see you next week on Podcasting for Service Providers.